Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
If you see Mo this week and he's missing a tooth, he wants you to know he's not on meth. has nothing to do with meth at all, actually.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
So, thank you.
You're welcome. You want to move on to the next thing now?
Yeah, we're done here. I have a mouthful of problems, y'all. And I hate the dentist. That's one thing about me. I can't stand the dentist. Every time I have to go, I get a lot of anxiety.
I think you're in the majority there.
Yeah.
I think most people do.
I think if you line up all the doctors, maybe, and I can't speak for women, but the gyno's probably worse than a dentist.
What?
No?
No,
dentist?
For me, dentist is worse just because I had trauma from when I was a kid. Something happened there, so I get PTSD.
Like, what happened? What happened?
I told you this. I was like, oh, God. 7, 8. My teeth have been jacked up for a very, very long time. I had metal in my mouth for like 12 years. And there was one dentist I went to. Wasn't the dentist. It's the one that did the braces and stuff like that.
Orthodontist.
Thank you. I was like, I know he has a name and I just don't know what it is. Went to the orthodontist and they had three nurses, like three techs hold me down and he sliced my gum. And my mom was there and she was crying and I was crying. And as soon as they were done, she grabbed me. We left and we never went back there again. But that's something that's like instilled in you. So like I was there once and I was laying there and they said they had to do something I wasn't prepared for. And just, like tears just started screaming down my face.
I'm assuming your gyno has never used a razor. So it's never, been a fair
comparison. Well, there was this one time. No, I was kidding.
For you, gyno or dentist?
Oh, gyno, hands down.
Really?
I have never understood the anxiety around dentists. And maybe that's because when I was growing up, I had like a great pediatrician. My best friend from college is going to be a dentist. I wanted to be a dentist at one point. They've never freaked me out because all they do is just brush your teeth. Whereas when you go to the gyno, they're literally inside you. So it's not a pleasant experience.
For me, the dentist is just, it's the worst one. And I've got a great dentist. But still, you're so out of control, right? And you can't communicate.
They still try, though. They still ask you questions. I don't know why.
They understand it. When you're mumbling, like they fully get it. Like, it comes with subtitles, like those Netflix subtitles. you're just so out of control, man. And everything is so close to your ears. You can hear everything going on. By far the worst.
I hate
to break it to you, but when you go to the gyno, you're also out of control there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, your feet are in literal stirrups.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tools there as well
that you don't want. So my anxiety, I think, started pinging highly the day that I was supposed to go to the dentist before I left vacation. And I think that was the start of my problems because nothing tells me how quick 6 months come than when I have to get a cleaning, right? That's when I realize how fast 6 months really goes by.
You start like totally brushing your teeth more when you see that thing come up on your calendar, flossing more.
Change your whole lifestyle.
Right. Or that morning you really go at your teeth thinking that you're going to trick your dentist 3 hours later.
Into thinking you've been flossing every day.
All right.
And so I'm tired this day. This is like, I'm trying to get a million things done. And I put the address in the GPS, don't think anything about it, get in my lift, go to the dentist. And when I pull up, this is how I know I was really tired because I never fall asleep in lifts. I was knocked out. I was probably snoring, probably got a bad rating. And I wake up and he's like, we're here. I'm like, no, we're not. He's like, yes, we are. This is the address you put in. So I'm like, what? So I look and the dentist looks completely different. But I did remember the last time I got my cleaning, she said that they was going to redo the entire office. So she said the next time you come, it may look a little different. So I remembered that. I'm like, oh, I know it's going to look this different. Like, I don't even recognize the area. But I'm like, maybe it's me somehow. And I get out, and I walk into the dentist, and I immediately knew something was wrong because every time I walk in, they're always like, hey, Mo. I walked in, nobody said nothing. They were all just looking at me like, who are you? And why are you here? So I walk in and I'm like, I don't think this is my dentist, but whatever. So I'm like, maybe I'm just in a twilight zone. So I walk up to the lady and I'm like, I asked her if I had an appointment. So she goes to look up. She's like, no, we've never heard of you. Who are you? What do you want? So I'm like, don't worry about it. And I just walk out.
You don't want to be embarrassed?
No, I just run out of embarrassment. And I'm like trying to figure this out. So finally, I'm looking at my phone and I figure it out. This is a new dentist. This office is brand new. And it's the same exact name as the dentist I always go to, but it's closer to me. So I guess now when I put in just the name instead of the actual address, it takes me to this office instead of my original office.
Gotcha.
So now I call my original office and tell them what happened. And they're like, yeah, we can't do anything. We already have somebody in. You have to wait now until there's a cancellation. So I had to go on vacation with dirty teeth because I couldn't get them cleaned. And then if you didn't hear, I told you a story about when I was on a plane coming back from the vacation. I was eating bread and I felt...
You know, that worrisome bread that always breaks a tooth.
It takes you out. And I felt something in my mouth that felt like my tooth came off. And I'm sitting on an airplane, and I spit it out, and I'm like holding my teeth, eating bread on an airplane.
That's a hard-ass loaf right there, man.
Man, bread took me down. So I'm like panicking, and they get me in to finally go to the dentist and figure out what's going on. And I ended up getting good news and bad news. The good news was my tooth didn't fall out, and my teeth weren't falling out. And it's funny because as soon as my dentist walked in, she looked at me like, what's wrong with you? Why do you? And I'm like, I'm waiting for you to tell me my teeth are falling out. Like, how do you want me to look? And she's like, it's not that bad. It's a crown. Mm-hmm. So I guess my crown came out, and they just have to replace the crown on whatever tooth it is. She said, that part is not really a big deal, but those wisdom teeth got to come out.
Oh,
he's getting a nose job.
That's what Abby used to disguise her nose job a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. Wisdom teeth.
Oh, and I think you spoke this into my life, Abby.
I think I did.
Look, man, it's not that bad. It's really not that bad. It was bad for you?
I mean, they say the older you are when you do it, the worse it is.
Really? I didn't have a problem with it. I went into the dentist and...
How old were you when you did it?
It was just a couple of years ago.
Was it really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they said you need to get all four out. We could do two now, two later, but we recommend you do all four. I'm like, I don't need all four out. Just do two now. And they're like, are you sure? Because you're going to end up back in here. And I'm like, do two. So they do two. And then 1 month later, I was back in getting the other two. But... I also like the drugs, so that might have something to do with it.
Would you have done four? All four if you could do it again?
Yes, do all four.
Do all four?
Absolutely.
No, I like those drugs. I like those drugs a lot.
Because, I mean, afterwards, because you have holes, right?
Right.
So you can't, like, you can't really eat anything right after because they can get stuck in there. And like,
it's a pain.
I had a miserable experience.
And I swelled up pretty bad. I looked like Quasimodo for about 2 weeks. It was bad.
You can't eat what you normally eat because like Kristen said, things can get stuck in your, you know, where the teeth used to be. So it's a pain in the ass.
And you got to make sure to change out the dressing because you have like gauze down in there. And when I got home, I fell asleep and we didn't change it out. So when I got up, it had gotten like stuck.
Oh.
And so when we pulled it out, I passed out.
Oh, damn.
I wish we would have just stopped when Bert said it's not that bad. Yeah. We could have just stopped.
Keep your mind on the propofol, man. Okay. That's where it's at. Okay.
Thank you.
When are you going to do it?
Well, she said that I can do it after my next cleaning, but around then, so probably like 6 months.
Okay.
I'm getting them out.
I could YouTube it. We could have that done in studio. 7:30 break.
Let's do it.
I could have it done.
That's a lot cheaper.
The Bert Show.